I will just start with some opening comments, and I'll turn it over to the chairperson. Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay. Can anybody hear me here? Because I'm having trouble with my phone, so I want to make sure everybody can hear me.
I can hear you.
Commissioner. Okay,
good.
Great.
Yeah,
thank you. Okay.
Commissioner Stewart,
yep.
If I could just remind everyone before you start with your before you start opening up the meeting, this is a special meeting, and this meeting is being recorded. Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, before I got the roll call, I know that you have to say something. I was going to say, before I get started, I'll ask Annette for any statements, but you did it, so we're good. Okay, the first order of business is the roll call. Mally, could you do the roll call, please?
Sure. Commissioner Stewart?
Present.
Commissioner Settlemyer?
Present.
Commissioner Lachine?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. The second item of business is the new business, and is resolution number 20-2019 regarding award of contract for electricity. And I'll turn it over to is there a motion to consider?
Commissioner Settlemyer moves to consider. Commissioner Lachine second.
Okay, it's been properly moved and second. Staff, any comments on this?
Ben?
Sure. So HUD requires us to competitively procure energy where there is a competitive market. And so, as you guys know, in Connecticut, there are multiple providers, and so there is what is considered a competitive market. The Housing Authority has engaged Traditions Energy as a broker. They do a lot of different housing authorities across the country, they have a cooperative contract that we've been using for the last couple of years with them. And so their job is to go out to the market periodically and see what they can do for us. Prior to starting with Traditions, the Housing Authority didn't appear to just do the procurements on its own. The first time that we went out was in 2018, and that contract has been in place since November of 2018. And Traditions was able to get us a better rate than we had before and was able to consolidate everything into one contract, which had not been the case before either. About 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, Traditions called and said, hey, the rates are as low as they've ever been, and we think that we can take advantage of putting your next contract in place now and take advantage of those rates. So they went out to the market, got a look at what they could do, found out that they could drive the price down even further, and recommended that we go ahead with signing a contract now that would start at the end of 2021 and go through the end of 2023. Right now, as of today, the savings on the contract look to be about $36,000 a year over what we're paying now. Those will get repriced the day that the closing, you know, that we sign a contract, which would be in the next day or two. And so we wouldn't expect that they would go up very much. And the analysis that they've done shows that only 2.1% of the time have there been better forward rates, and that 2.1% of the time was in March of this year. So we're really going to be able to take advantage of locking in some savings long term, and so that's why we called the special meeting to get this done as soon as we could.
Commissioner Stewart, can I ask a question? It's mm-hmm. Commissioner Lindsay.
Yes, go ahead. Any question? Go ahead.
Ben, could you go over the date? Like, so they're not amending the contract. They're just having us pre-authorize a contract that'll be effective 6 months from now.
It will be effective 18 months from now.
18 months from now.
2021, yeah. So we're entering into a forward contract to buy energy from late November 2021 through late November 2023. And so I suppose if you were in a private setting you probably would have just amended your current contract to add those years. Right, but HUD doesn't allow you to do that. If you don't say that you have an option to extend, you don't.
Okay, so, and they won't modify the current contract for the next 18 months at a lower rate?
No, because we already, because when you buy, just like if you're doing your home energy, what is it, in like 6 month increments, it's very, very similar. So whatever your increment is what it is the day you buy it. So when we bought our increment in 2018, it was a 3-year deal. And so this next one will be would be a 2-year deal.
With no modifications.
Right, right. Yes, exactly, right. The price that we place at when Annette signs the contract is the price that we will pay for those 2 years. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Commissioner Settlemeyer, any questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you. And thanks, Commissioner LeShane,
okay,
for asking the question.
Yes. Thank you, Commissioner LeShane. Any other comments from staff? Thank you. Any other comments from staff?
No.
Okay.
That's a good summary.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Ben and Annette. Okay. So we have a motion before it's been properly moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any nays? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion has been passed. Thank you. The next item is old business, which is a motion to take resolution number 20-18 regarding amendment of the conduit bond issuance from the table. Is there a motion to consider? Is that right, Ben? Yeah, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, motion to take from the table and consider, yeah.
Yeah, to take the motion from the table to consider. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to take from the table and consider.
As Commissioner LeShane made that motion, is there a second?
Commissioner Settlemeyer seconds.
Thank you, Commissioner Settlemeyer, second. Thank you. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Staff, comments on this?
Sure. I'll start, and then I'll ask Ben to chime in. So this is a document that was initially presented to the board in 2019, and the purpose of this policy is to outline the terms and conditions under which we would work with a developer partner to issue bonds, issue authority bonds that could be supportive of a development effort in the city of Hartford. So since that time, we have been working with various development entities on proposed transactions. We haven't closed one at this point, but we've gotten close, and we are in the midst of working on one now. Ben has had a conversation with another bond counsel that has suggested that we adjust our fees and expenses in order to favor the housing authority. So I'm going to let Ben kind of walk through carefully what those changes are.
Ben? Sure. So basically, the fees and expenses that we had before offered kind of a range of things, and what our bond counsel said was that our fees were out of step with what other housing authorities had across the state, and that they were too high. And so her suggestion was that we change the annual fees to bring them down in line a little bit, kind of with what she was seeing elsewhere. But then also what she suggested was that in the original policy, we had a deposit that a developer would have to make of like $5,000 along with their application. And her suggestion was that if you change that a little bit, keep the $5,000 and keep that as non-refundable, but then also add in the an amount for expenses to pay for the expenses that you are going to incur before you got to the deal. So, and the idea there was that if a developer decides to walk away because the deal's not going to paper out, or, you know, things change or whatever it is, then everybody at least gets their initial expenses paid. And so partially, of course, that was bond counsel saying that they wanted to make sure they got paid, but also to make sure that the authority gets some compensation for staff time that is used. And so that if the authority or bond counsel hired a financial analyst or something like that to look at the deal or something along those lines, that those people would get paid as well. So we changed it to say that the application fee is $5,000 non-refundable, plus a refundable fee of $20 to $25 that is refundable in to the extent it hasn't been used to pay for expenses. And that way, you're not trying to chase somebody after a deal falls apart to get paid. And then the initial issuer fee, we didn't change. The annual issuer fee went down a little bit, and those changes were just kind of to bring things in line with what they're seeing elsewhere. And then we made a couple of other text changes to just to tighten things up a little bit while we were at it. So nothing major, but that's where it is.
This is Commissioner LeShane. I love the fact that you guys always bring stuff where we're saving money. You're the best at that. So good going.
Great. Yes, our sentiments exactly. Thank you, Commissioner LeShane, for doing that. And Commissioner Selmayr, any questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, great. So it's all good. Any other questions? Staff, any other questions or comments? We're good.
It is our goal to save money and make money. Thank you for the comment
Very
on that.
Good. Okay, the motion has been promptly moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, hearing none, the motion has successfully passed. Looks like there's no other business to adjournment. Is there a motion for adjournment?
Commissioner Settlemyer makes the motion.
Okay, second amendment. Motion. Sorry.
I'll second that. I'm sorry.
Just second to that.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. This is probably.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's probably wasn't sure.
That's okay. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Therefore, it's been passed. Right. All those in favor, are saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. No nays. No abstentions. So we're good.
Thank you.
Safe, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.